now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
This is Coop Cooper. This week on the show, we're catching up with Kramer. He's talking lounging bachelor pad movies this week, the 1998 film The Rat Pack, starring Ray Liotta. Got a cool movie today about starring Guy Pearce and some news out of the Cocktail Nation HQ. Meantime, Kenny Sasaki, this is from their album Tiki Moon. It's called At the Tiki Bar on the Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Quiet nights and quiet stars, quiet chills from my guitar, floating on a silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, and a window that looks out on Corcovado. Oh, how lovely. This is where I wanna be, here with you so close to me, to the final flicker of life's ember. I, who was lost and lonely, believe in life was only a bitter tragic joke. How fun with you. The meaning of existence, oh my love. Quiet nights and quiet stars, quiet chills from my guitar, floating on a silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, and a window that looks out on Corcovado. Oh, how lovely. We will live eternally in this mood of reverie. the earthly cares surround us. I, who was lost and lonely, believe in life was only a bit of tragic show. Come find me, you. The meaning of existence, oh my love.
Cocktail Nation with lounge leader Coop Cooper. Thanks to UltraSwank.net, Karen Souza, and Quiet Nights. Tonight, Kramer joins me in the penthouse to talk lounging bachelor pad movies. And this week, from 1998, the film The Rat Pack, starring Ray Liotta. After a brief flash forward to Frank Sinatra as an old man saying, "I miss my guys," the movie's main narrative starts during the high points of their solo careers. Dean Martin, a big success despite the breakup of his partnership with Jerry Lewis. Sinatra is flying high with his career at its peak, and Sammy Davis Jr. is making a comeback after a car crash. Stand-up comic Joey Bishop is getting some extra exposure as an opening act for the three, and the pack becomes complete when Sinatra reconciles with actor Peter Lawford, who's become ostracized since being seen out publicly with Sinatra's ex-wife Ava Gardner. Now, Lawford has married Patricia Kennedy, and Sinatra becomes interested in Brother John's political ambitions. He sincerely believes Jack Kennedy would be a great president, but he also feels having a friend in the White House could benefit his own public image. Gotta say, Ray Liotta really captured Frank Sinatra's personality, didn't he, Kramer?
Yeah, he was terrific in that, wasn't he?
Fantastic as Sinatra. He picked up on the paranoia and the quick to anger that Sinatra had in his day. I've always loved this film. Unfortunately, I've only got it on VHS, and you know, that machine ended up on the tip, you know, about 12 months
ago. Everybody else's.
So I can't watch it. I've got it in my collection, but I can't watch it anymore. But I loved the fact that you know, you kind of glossed over the Rat Pack era, I suppose, but it kind of captured that fact that they were just huge back then.
You know, it's interesting when you go back and look at that period. Now, anybody who knows Sinatra's career knows that the movie that really helped him along from the point of his movies was From Here to Eternity, because he took the role and won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor. So his movie career took off. Remember Suddenly in 1955?
Yes.
He was terrific in that. The thing I like about Sinatra in his movies is there's an arrogance about him that none of the others had. And it always came across really well in the movies. Like, he made a great villain, he made a good cop, because he was just suited for that type of role. I love the comment that Dean Martin once made about it. He said, "Hey, it's Frank's world. We just happen to be in it." I think that summed it up, really.
Indeed, the Rat Pack.
They were legends on stage and screen.
Frank Sinatra!
Mr. Dean Martin!
How'd all these people get in my room?
Sammy Davis Jr., ladies and gentlemen.
Working together and playing together.
One more, right away.
Why, what was wrong with that? You said action, we did the scene, you said cut. That's it.
Living large on fame, friendship, and power. Life was a game, and they were winning.
24, a winner. My table, new rules, doll.
So they raised the stakes.
Help me put your brother-in-law in the White House. What else is there for a skinny wop like me to accomplish in this world, huh?
Just tell your pal we turned out the living and raised the dead in Chicago like it was a Catholic resurrection.
Then the games got real.
You're getting married, Frank. They're going to crucify you.
Tell old man Kennedy, call off the dogs.
I will.
The minute those two big thugs call you up, you jump like an errand boy.
You don't turn your back on your friends.
Let's hit Sinatra. Let's whack them all.
HBO Home Video presents...
Nah. I want to hear Frank sing Chicago again.
Ray Liotta, Joe Mantegna, Don Cheadle. In the film, Siskel and Ebert give two thumbs up. The Rat Pack.
The whole world is drunk and we're just a cocktail at the moment, pal.
Life is good.
It was their world. We just lived in it.
Here's the title track of the film, Frank Sinatra, Gonna Live Until I Die.
I'm gonna live
till I die. I'm gonna laugh instead of cry. I'm gonna take the town and turn it upside down. I'm gonna live, live, live until I die. They're gonna say, what a guy. I'm gonna play for the sky. Ain't gonna miss a thing. I'm gonna have my fling. I'm gonna live, live, live until I die. The blues I lay low, I'll make them stay low. They'll never trail over my head. I'll be a devil till I'm an angel, but until then, hallelujah, gonna dance, gonna fly. I'll take a chance, riding high. Before my number's up, I'm gonna fill my cup. I'm gonna live, 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 live until I die. Those blues I lay low, I'll make them stay low. They'll never trail over my head. I'll be a devil till I'm an angel, but until then, hallelujah, gonna dance, gonna fly. I'll take a chance, riding high. Before my number's up, I'm gonna fill my cup. I'm gonna live, 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 live until I die.
Doctor Nation, hello.
How are you?
Good.
Hi, sorry about this. I don't mean to bother you. Are you guys giving away at the moment?
Ah, yes. Well, sometimes we will actually have another chance for you to grab that a little bit later on. But don't forget, of course, it depends on what event you're attending to, go to. Is it Black Ties? What sort of event is it? You know, and what sort of cocktail do you want to have with this particular event? That is the main part when it comes down to planning something like this. Okay?
All right, thank
you. Anytime.
Okay. See you later.
Thank you, bye. Thank you.
month, we'll have the whole West Coast tied up in a nice ribbon.
Bye-bye! Hey,
no, damnation.
Cocktail Nation, lounge leader Coop Cooper, one from the Martini Kings and Song for My Father. New film, which is coming out very soon, it was unveiled at Cannes, is called Lawless. It's based on the true story of three brothers, played by Tom Hardy, Shia Baloof, and Australian actor Jason Clarke, who run a moonshine still in the Virginian backwoods during Prohibition, when Chicago gangsters and corrupt police try to move in on them. They refuse to give up their turf. It's a classic story of the triumph of the little guy based on a memoir by Matt Bondurant, one of the real-life brothers' grandsons. It stars Guy Pearce. Here's some of the trailer.
He's like to come for rob me sometime.
I know who you are.
Oh, yeah? Who's that?
One of them Bondurant boys. My daddy says you boys are the worst thing ever to hit Franklin.
You tell your daddy I said hi.
We got a chance to make a good stack of money here.
Pure corn whiskey. It's a white lightning. Come on, Forrest, see you dance.
I ain't dancing for you two.
Come on.
It's impressive.
They say in town you're looking for someone to help out around the place. Well, Mr. Bondurant, do I get the job?
Seems you've been involved in certain illegal activities.
There's a new special deputy. He's been brought in from the city. Wants to work it out so everybody can do some business.
That's all.
I'm the one who's going to make your life real difficult from now on if you don't toe the line, country boy.
Interestingly, in the film, Guy Pearce really, really looks very, very evil. He's got his hair plastered down like you wouldn't believe. And I believe that he actually came to producer Nick Cave with this look and said, how about this? Does this look pretty mean? Nick said, yeah. So check it out. Looking forward to catching this at the movies. Meantime, Jimmy Vargas and Torch and the El Rocco on the Cocktail Nation.
Torching the El Rocco, noir neon 43. I'm just torching the El Rocco. Nostalgia ain't what it used to be. Frankie Blue Eyes is at the bar. Nito Diaz flying high and low. Gnostic Nito Zippo and Spoon. I'm just watching the El Rocco. Spring of Lily and the Vane. Just watching the El Rocco resurrect me in the flames. I'm just trying to help the hex. Jezebella Blue Dior. Hook my sword, damn it, to this labyrinth. And I can't seem to resolve that last call. Thank you. just George and the Oracle. A baby slipping a dime, A-49 to Treskin jukebox. Let me rise on a little tune and fuse. A little blue fuse.
Lounge Leader, Coop Cooper. Thanks to Ultraswank.net, Sunday Combo, and Galactic Seats. Some exciting news that my ebook on Kindle, Coop Cooper's Cocktail Nation, the interviews are set to be released in print very soon. The book contract just came in just the other day, so we're looking forward to getting that book to you in hard copy real soon. Very exciting times to see the book in print. And I'm also working on another book at the moment called An Accidental Assassin, so stand by for that one. That's going to be a fiction book about a lounging Lothario assassin who's got a very interesting way of doing things. So a couple of books coming your way real soon for the Cocktail Nation crew. Here's some Mancini now. This is called Call Me Irresponsible.
Often use many words to say a simple thing. It takes thought and time and rhyme to make a poem sing. With music and words I've been playing for you, I have written a song to be sure that you know what I'm saying. I'll translate as I go along. Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
As black as night. Your lips may be sweet, such that I can't compete, but your heart is as black as night. I don't know why it came along at such a perfect time, but if I let you hang around, I'm bound to my mind, 'cause your hands may be strong, but the feelings are wrong. Your heart is as black as night. Such a perfect time, but if I let you hang around, I'm bound to lose my mind. 'Cause your hands may be strong, but the feelings are wrong. Your heart is as black, your heart is as black. Oh, your heart is as black.
Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper, Melody Gardot, and Your Heart is as Black as Night. Some Bond news this week. A biopic about the man who invented the British spy James Bond, Ian Fleming, is on its way. It's to be directed by David Bowie's son, Duncan Jones. And stand by for the new Bond flick, Skyfall, which is set for release November 22. I love a good Bond flick. Time for the look at the world of Swank now. Easy Lounge coming up the first Thursday of the month. This is over at 3255 Lakeshore Avenue, Oakland, California, with DJ Tom LG. June 3, the International Tiki Marketplace at Don the Beachcomber, Hidden Village in the High Chief's Room. Tales from the Tiki Lounge, July 6, Brad Parker's special show. And also on July 10, as part of this, over at the La Luz de Jesus Gallery, the Martini King's first vinyl LP, Palm Springs Serenade, is going to be released. And the LP features cover art by Shag and a little blurb by yours truly on the back of the record sleeve as well. They're going to be playing the record release party and closing for Brad Parker's show, La Luz de Jesus, which closes on July 29, but you can see the Martini Kings July 10. June 9, the historic Mai Kai restaurant in Fort Lauderdale. Atomic Rock going to be hosting a party featuring special flights of vintage cocktails, live music, and DJ Mike Jetsetter Jones. And what it is the climax of 52 weeks of Mai Tai cocktail reviews on the AtomicRock.com blog. Tuesday nights in New York City, we got PKNY presenting Primitiva in Hi-Fi. Right now, Winton Marseille and Observation Bar on the Cocktail Nation.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
true Latin style. So I never got to Cuba, but I got its atmosphere. Why, even Cuba and his Cuba, they play tonight right here. I sit in front of a manana, still I have a heaven in my reach. Now I found the joy of Old Havana in the rum of Miami Beach.
The Cocktail Nation Lounge Leader, Coop Cooper, Janet Seidel, and Miami Beach Mumbo. Next week on the show, we're going to be talking to an author by the name of Michelle Morgan, who's written an interesting book about Marilyn Monroe as we celebrate the bombshell's birthday. So make sure you catch that fantastic show. Of course, you can always get in contact with us anytime you like via our website, thecocktailnation@gmail.com, on Facebook, simply as coop.cooper. We've also got a special Cocktail Nation fan page that you can check out. We're on Google Plus as Cocktail Nation and Twitter as Cocktail Nation, so lots of ways to get in touch with the show. Maybe you might have a gig that you'd like to have on the show and on the website. Do certainly shoot us a message via those mediums, and then you can check it out on our main website, www.cocktailnation.net. And you can also send me a message as well if you'd like to be part of our mailing list with various updates of what's going on the show once a week. I'm going to leave you with Kira Baru and Besame Mucho. Stay here.
Besame, besame mucho. Como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho. Que tengo miedo perderte, perderte después. Si fuera esta noche la última vez, bésame, bésame mucho. Que tengo miedo perderte, perderte después. Quiero sentir muy cerca, mirarme.